This morning on WCHL, it's been about 2 weeks since Charles Blackwood officially took office as Orange County Sheriff, the first new sheriff in Orange County for 32 years. With two shelters, a food pantry, and a community kitchen to run, the Interfaith Council for Social Service has a lot on the plate during the holidays, literally.
We thought that maybe we could cut back a little from last year, but apparently I was wrong about that.
And family, friends, and alumni filled the stands at the Dean Smith Center yesterday to see 2,182 students get their hard-earned degrees at winter commencement exercises. Those stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, the number 6 UNC women's basketball team kept rolling on Sunday with an 84-52 win at home over Appalachian State. It was not the same for the Carolina men's basketball team, and
beat Kentucky this season. That would be nobody.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05, 33 degrees in Chapel Hill, and the beginning of a really nice day. Look for lots of sunshine today. Our high temperature today, about 60 degrees. It will be the nicest day of the week. Family, friends, and alumni filled the stands at the Dean Smith Center on Sunday, and they watched 2,182 students receive their hard-earned degrees at UNC's winter commencement exercises. 997 were undergraduates. Master's degrees went out to 790 candidates. 41 students got professional degrees. Doctoral degrees went to 354 people. UNC President Tom Ross congratulated the students and thanked their families. He expressed confidence in the likelihood of future success for members to the graduating class, but added that he hopes for more.
I'm equally hopeful and confident that each of you will strive to make life better for others, that you will work to improve the community in which you live, and that you will do all you can to contribute to the common good and a better world.
The keynote speaker yesterday was James H. Johnson, Jr., William R. Keenan, Distinguished Professor of Strategy and Entrepreneurship at UNC's Keenan Flagler Business School. Johnson told students they're entering a hyper-competitive workforce driven by profound economic and demographic shifts.
We are entering what is called the human age, where inner human potential will be the primary driver of innovations in our economy and of all major advances in our lives.
Johnson added that an entrepreneurial mindset will be absolutely necessary to meet the challenges of a new global economy. That includes the ability to adapt quickly in an unpredictable environment. Chancellor Carol Folt closed the hour-long ceremony with an experience she first shared last spring at a conference called Taking Flight. Folt, a biologist with degrees from the University of California at Davis, recalled one unforgettable research trip to New Zealand. Folt said the wingspan of that albatross she saw that day reached about 12 feet as it leaped awkwardly off a cliff to soar over the ocean. She told UNC graduates that she hopes they all realize how large their wings have become during their time at Carolina. The spring commencement for 2015 is scheduled for Sunday, May 10th. It's been about 2 weeks since Charles Blackwood officially took office as Orange County Sheriff, the first new sheriff in Orange County in 32 years. Lindy Pendergrass just retired after being there a long time. Last week, Blackwood stopped by WCHL and spoke with Aaron Keck and Elizabeth Friend about his first weeks in the job, the changes he's making, and how to provide effective and fair law enforcement in the wake of cases like Eric Garner and Mike Brown in other parts of the country. Here is part one of that conversation, beginning with a discussion about his first few days in office.
Things are going really well. We're very fortunate. We have a team of individuals who are very dedicated to seeing that at least the first 100 days go smoothly, and we're way ahead of where we wanted to be.
As you look ahead to taking over this organization, you're the first new leader in 30-some years. What kind of changes do you see yourself making, and what do you think is really important to keep the same?
The building blocks that are laid and that have been laid by Sheriff Pendergrass over the 32 years that we've worked together are phenomenal and tremendous in the building process. The changes, although may not be apparent to folks from the outside initially, they will begin to feel that very quickly. This morning we had a gentleman come in to do an interview with a an inmate, and he commented four times before I could get away from him that he'd never been treated so nicely. And that's what we're after. The customer service prong of what we're trying to accomplish in taking it to that next level is critical. We have embraced the Disney philosophy, which is to the moon. And that starts at the front door. Prior to December 1st, there were a lot of signs on the front door telling people that this is not the courthouse or where this was. And we just got the feeling that that front door said, go away. That's the first change. It's at the front door. And as you go through our office, you feel that change. Folks are walking around upright and glad to be there. And that doesn't say anything negative about the prior administration. It just says that things need to change. With change, I realize that, you know, everything that comes up must come down. It's my job to maintain the attitude that we have currently.
We talked about this on the campaign trail as well, but will there be any, will residents of Orange County see or perceive any changes in policing approach or priorities?
We have already worked to create another area on the north side of the county, which is going to enhance our ability to respond adequately in a timely fashion to those calls in that broad area of northern Orange County where it is so expansious. We have in place now a legal advisor for the department, for the office rather. So yes, those changes are coming. We talked about the reduction in residential break-ins as being our primary goal. With all the work that we're doing, the break-ins are still coming, and we realize it is a holiday season. It's what we do after the break-in occurs. We may not be able to stop it, but we can certainly target an approach, a comprehensive approach, to trying to, one, find out who's responsible for it and prevent that from occurring again, if possible, through some strategic planning for targeted areas within the county.
That, once again, is Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood speaking with Aaron Keck and Elizabeth Friend. We'll have part two of their conversation coming up tomorrow. Durham police arrested 11 people in a nighttime protest that was part of a national wave of demonstrations. Police spokeswoman Cammie Michael said in a news release that about 50 protesters on Saturday night marched on several streets near downtown Durham and Duke University's East Campus. She says the protesters blocked traffic as they marched on several streets and were ordered to disperse as they approached the Durham Freeway. Michael says most of the protesters were charged with impeding traffic and failing to disperse. Media accounts say the protesters chanted Black Lives Matter and Hands Up, Don't Shoot. With two shelters, a food pantry, and a community kitchen to run, the Interfaith Council for Social Service has a lot on the plate during the holidays, literally. The executive director recently told WCHL that wage stagnation is keeping the charitable organization busier than ever, but there are ways that you can help. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
This year, the IFC provided a little more than 400 Thanksgiving meals to households in Orange County. According to Executive Director John Dorward, the IFC had originally planned on providing about 350 holiday dinners.
We thought that maybe we could cut back a little from last year where we did 400 meals. The economy is supposed to be getting better, but apparently I was wrong about that.
Dorward said they're still shooting for 350 meals at Christmas, but that too could change.
I think a lot of it is just that people are still not seeing their wages going up. A lot of this goes back to wages and what people can earn during the course of an average week or an average month. What we're seeing is that those salaries are not living wages, so people are just running short.
Most of the families served by the food pantry have at least one worker in the home, and sometimes that person is holding down two jobs, according to Dorward. But when someone is making minimum wage, or not much more than that, it can be difficult to get through the month. Dorward said that 4,000 households in Orange County are signed up for IFC services.
The only encouraging thing that I can tell you is that the numbers of people coming in and the numbers of bags of groceries that are going out are not going up anymore. They have kind of stabilized, but they've stabilized at about 50-60% higher than what it was before the Great Recession.
The organization has been providing services to the hungry for about a decade. In recent years, it's getting more and more help and supplementation from various sources. The Porch Organization, whose advisory board includes Mayors Mark Kleinschmidt of Chapel Hill and Lydia Lavelle of Carrboro, provides food for families and pantries in those towns. Another group, Table, provides emergency food to hungry children in the area. Members of United Church of Chapel Hill help out IFC with everything from food donations, fundraising efforts, and even some cooking. Recently, the IFC partnered with Farmer Food Share to offer fresh local fruits and vegetables, along with the traditional ham, turkey, and fixins for the holiday dinner. Farmer Food Share originated with the Carrboro Farmers Market several years ago and has spread throughout the state. The program gives farmers and shoppers a chance to share or buy a little extra for those in need. And then there's the annual RSVVP Day, which fell this year on November 11th. Participating restaurants contributed 10% of their total proceeds that day toward the IFC's food pantry and community kitchen.
It has a possibility of being the best RSVVP day we've ever had. We ended up with 115 restaurants. Half of them have already sent their money in, and we've already collected almost $13,000.
If the other half does as well, he said, then an all-time record will be achieved. If you'd like to help with a contribution, you can go to ifcweb.org for more information. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Insurers and advocates say the first month of the current period for North Carolinians to enroll in Affordable Care Act plans has been calmer than the same stretch last year. New customers have until the end of today to sign up for coverage that starts in January. Existing customers have to make changes to information in their accounts if they want it reflected in plans starting the first of the year. The overall enrollment period ends the following month on the 15th. A more knowledgeable customer base and fewer technical problems have contributed to the more moderate pace. They certainly don't have the problems they had last year with kicking off that website. Neither the federal government nor the three insurers offering plans in North Carolina have released latest enrollment numbers for the state. The administration set a target of 9.1 million people enrolled across the country for 2015. That includes 6.7 million current customers, most of whom will be automatically re-enrolled. A North Carolina student says he feared for his life when he was beaten by church members in an attempt to cure him of being gay. Five members of the Word of Faith Fellowship Church in Spindale, North Carolina, have been indicted for kidnapping and assault in connection with Matthew Fenner's beating. Fenner told the Associated Press that they surrounded him in the church sanctuary after a service 2 years ago and began shouting, choking, and beating him. The University of North Carolina student says they believe they could beat the demons out of him and stop him from being gay. The church's attorney says the church members are innocent. This is the latest controversy to surround that church, which has been accused for years of enforcing extensive control over its congregation. Where is Spindale?
I don't know.
Isn't that... I'm not sure where that is.
This is the first time I've ever heard of the town.
I don't want to go there, I can tell you that much. Spindale, I'm thinking close to Greensboro, but I don't know why. That doesn't necessarily mean it's the case. But at any rate, I've lived in North Carolina my whole life, but I don't think I've ever been to Spindale.
I don't think I have either.
I don't think I'm going to be visiting there either.
I wonder if it's near Batcave.
People should be in a Batcave. I don't know. I always
found it interesting that if you take 40 out west, that that you pass Batcave. Like there's an exit for it. I mean, I thought it was like a secret location.
And the Batmobile is parked in there.
I know, right?
They look for signs in the sky.
It's like, here, Batcave this way. Really? Okay. Thought it was supposed to be, you know.
Batman and Robin. Maybe they live there.
I don't know.
It's 8:17 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Here is Nikki Morse.
With deep thoughts. Delays. We have delays northbound 15501 as you approach Fordham Boulevard. We also looking at some crowded conditions remaining on northbound Fordham as you approach Manning Drive. Northbound Durham Freeway starting to ease up a little bit. Expect some full lanes and spots between Ellis Road and Austin Avenue. 40 eastbound, however, extensive delays now starting just as you approach 54 through Fayetteville Road and again through the airport exits. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Deep thoughts with Jack Handy
and Nikki
Morse. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Check them out. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather presented by Grumble Jewelers. It's actually going to be a really nice day today. It's 30 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Temperature fluctuating a little bit this morning, but still just a little below freezing. Although it's going to be sunny and a high today of about 60. Kind of a pleasant pleasant day. We'll get a little bit of a breeze in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers. Our high tomorrow only in the upper 50s. I'm telling you, it's really going to be a nice day today. Grimble Jewelers, whether you need a new watch battery or an engagement ring or that custom piece that you've been dreaming of for a long time, Grimble's is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods.
All day and all night, this is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. Okay. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
Thank you very much. I am told that Spindale is a half an hour south of Charlotte. Art and business leaders are converging in Carrboro and planning the best pathway to move forward. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on the process.
A public hearing has been called on a proposed new Arts and Innovation Center in Carrboro. Mayor Lydia Lavelle says this is your chance to voice your opinion on the project.
We want to hold this meeting to get input from Carrboro folks, from Carrboro residents, business owners, property owners. We've had a request submitted to us by the Arts Center, KidZoo, and the Carolina Performing Arts that we construct, own, or lease to this partnership a building, an Arts Center building.
The meeting will be held at the board meeting on Tuesday, January 20th. Mayor Lavelle adds that she believes this will be the first of several meetings on the topic. Mayor Lavelle is also working to push forward economic developments involving the arts in Carrboro.
We purchased a condo that was formerly owned by Fleet Feet, which is located above Acme, and that enabled the Fleet Feet building to move forward, Calisher to move forward, some of the projects in that development to move forward.
But now the question is raised of what to do with the condo. One proposition is to use the building as a common workspace for small businesses in the area. Perch, which operates a co-working space in Carrboro already, has lobbied to lease the space from the town and add a larger co-working space for Carrboro entrepreneurs to collaborate.
Our sense of it is that it would be an incubator of sorts for all kinds of small businesses. It's a pretty large area.
While the theory of the small business incubator is fairly agreeable, the process to get there is still to be determined.
Do we want to, you know, subsidize, if you will, to a degree, this project for a period of a minimum of 2 years? You know, what's the value we're going to see out of this? You know, will we end up with Carrboro businesses that form and grow and that stay in Carrboro?
While there are many decisions to be made, it does appear the arts and economic development projects are converging and moving forward in Carrboro. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 8:22. Time for championship sports. I'm Rod Stutz. Carolina went into Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky on Saturday. The Carolina men's basketball team and came out with an 84-70 setback. Barry Jacobs, longtime ACC basketball observer, joins us now. And Barry, you think Kentucky is the team to beat as far as a national championship goes?
I do. I don't think it's much of a reach to see that a team that is that good, that deep, that big, that plays defense that well, is going to be easily beaten. And so far, looking around the country, there are very few teams that are competitive.
Now, how would you assess, I know that, you know, when you play against Kentucky, it's really tough, but how would you assess Carolina's performance on Saturday?
Well, one of the things that I thought was really odd is that Kentucky is a young team, and they played with way more poise at some stretches of the game than North Carolina did. The difference being, of course, that they were playing at home.
Mm-hmm.
And took some strength, and of course also had higher depth, but they took some strength from the home crowd. But I was struck by the kinds of mistakes North Carolina was making, even some of its veteran players. And I think our friend Jean-Pierre Tocateau didn't have a very good game, and he's a junior. I think he's being asked to do more and more, and one of the things that occurred to me watching the game is that in a tough situation like that, North Carolina needs more perimeter ball handling. He had one assist and six turnovers. On the year, he has two assists for every turnover, but in the three games Carolina has lost, they had more, that the Tar Heels had more turnovers than assists. So there's an issue there. It's not just the three-point shooting, so the teams pack it in a little bit more and make it harder to move the ball around, but also there needs to be more acuity with the ball so that the turnovers don't occur. And the turnovers, of course, just on average, a turnover is worth 1 point. So if you figure you have 18 turnovers, that's a lot to overcome unless you're forcing as many. And, of course, Kentucky was not turning it over like that.
Well, I think, you know, all the preseason expectations for Marcus Paige, you know, preseason ACC Player of the Year, preseason First Team All-America, all of that business has put a lot of pressure on the shoulders of Marcus Paige. And, you know, how does he finally got on track with some threes in the second half, but how does he overcome all of that pressure? And how does he get more Tar Heels to step up and do part of the equation?
Well, I think it's a process of evolution. If we think back, and again, if you set aside Kentucky, which has all these freshmen doing amazing things, and even guys like Jahlil Okafor and Tyus Jones at Duke who are doing remarkable things as freshmen, Marcus Paige, his first year, really didn't start to come on until toward the end of the year, and he wasn't the number one option. Last year, he became the number one option, but he was playing the point guard. This year, he's playing more off the ball. So that all these things are adjustments for him. So it's not like he just is doing what he's most comfortable and familiar with. And then on top of that, they're not handling the ball as well, so he's probably not getting the ball when he doesn't have it in the positions that he wants, and he's still the only guy on the floor who's a reliable three-point shooter. So I think it's just an adjustment period. I was looking it up. Roy's teams have started off 6-2, which is how they started this year, for four straight years now. So there's no calamity here. It's just how Carolina does things. And in this case, part of what they're adjusting to, like any team, you lose some players, you adjust to how things are different because you've also added some players. It's not like the pros where if you have a good team, you just fill in a little here and there, but you have a nucleus that doesn't change. There are a lot of new players in the rotation. A guy like Justin Jackson looked lost, I thought, but he'll be really good by the end of the year, I'm confident.
Yeah, and that kind of scenario is repeating itself all around the country, and I think, you know, you notice it more with the really good teams because, well, some they recruit outstanding freshmen, but also because they lose more guys early to the NBA, the really good players out there. So I agree with you. I don't think it's disaster time. I don't think it's time for anybody to jump off the bandwagon. It was a tough loss, but just about anybody would have lost going into Rupp Arena on Saturday.
Yeah, and we have very unrealistic, as Dean Smith used to tell us, expectations for North Carolina. North Carolina is not going to be undefeated through every season or even through the end of December. And so it's lost to good teams. You learn from those experiences. You decide what works and what doesn't work. If your idea is to win championships, then we're in the shakedown cruise phase of the season. And then you get to the ACC season, you can win the regular season, the tournament, and then you got the NCAA. So hopefully Roy uses this as a learning tool. I think there were a lot of things you could see if you watched the tape that weren't done very well, closing out the baseline, making sure you stay with your man if he's hot, knowing who you're throwing a pass to. All those kinds of things can be corrected. I was a little surprised that at the end of the first half they just isolate Tokoto and let him handle the ball instead of Marcus Paige. That was an interesting decision, and you have to think that as you watch North Carolina that Roy Williams is investing in the future even though it may cost him in the present.
Well, Barry, thanks for always being the voice of reason. We appreciate talking to you, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Okay, great, Ron. Thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure. Barry Jacobs, ACC basketball guru, 828 at WCHL. Again, that final score, 84-70, Kentucky over Carolina on Saturday out in Lexington, Kentucky. Carolina women won yesterday, 84-52. Tar Heels are rolling. They're ranked number 6 in the country, and they were back in Carmichael after 25 days on the road. They struggled from three-point range but came away with an easy win nonetheless, led by 19 points and 9 rebounds from sophomore Stephanie Mavunga. Here is Coach Sylvia Hatchell.
Our practices have been very abbreviated. We haven't probably been doing as many shooting sessions in the last, you know, week, 10 days, so that could be a little bit of it. But also, we went inside a lot, too. Stephanie was able to really get going inside in there. But, you know, we'll keep working on it.
With that win, Carolina is now 9-0 on the season. They will play next tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, Carmichael Arena against Oregon State. Carolina volleyball team almost made it to the Final Four. They went to the Elite Eight for the first time in program history. They were 7th seeded going in there and lost to 2nd seed Texas, who always seems to be there at the Final Four. Well, they got there again on Saturday. Both teams really battled. Carolina looking for an upset. Longhorns actually won the match 3-1, ending a Tar Heel 20-match win streak and record-breaking season. They finished 29-3 on the year. Good for the best overall finish in school history. So congratulations to Coach Joe Segula and the Tar Heel volleyball team. Now, Art has more to say about Carolina men's basketball.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Who can beat Kentucky this season? That would be nobody. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Considering the Kentucky Wildcats probably won't lose a game this season, the Tar Heels acquitted themselves pretty well Saturday in a 14-point loss at Rupp Arena. To have a chance to defeat the top-ranked Wildcats, you can't just do some things well. Yes, Carolina shot the ball better in the first half, but not the second. They actually out-rebounded the gargantuan Cats by 7, but they turned the ball over 18 or 19 times, depending on what box score you looked at, and sent Kentucky to the foul line for 31 free throws. Tell me, how do you defend that lob play when a big UK guard comes blowing down the floor and lofts an alley-oop pass to either side of the basket so one of the Kentucky bigs can go up, up, up and throw it down, down, down? And if Kentucky makes half of his three-pointers, supposedly one of the Wildcat weaknesses, then losing by 14 points in Lexington is certainly no disgrace. Roy Williams was irritated after the game because of the mistakes his team made that created a large deficit in the first half and then stilted a comeback effort in the second. Coaches talk about sharing the basketball, but they mean you have to treasure it as well. The Tar Heels have always turned the ball over some. That's the nature of how fast they play. But there are good turnovers and bad turnovers, the difference being how many throwaways result in points on the other end of the floor. Kentucky had 12 steals, which were two-thirds of UNC's turnovers, and led to some easy baskets that led to 56% shooting by the Wildcats. It was by far their best game of an undefeated season in terms of shooting the ball and turning over the other team. That's a deadly combination against any opponent, and is Kentucky's formula for winning this season, along with so much depth that it eventually wears down the opponent. The top four teams in the country right now are Kentucky, Arizona, Duke, and Wisconsin, which would make one hell of a Final Four. But over 40 minutes, Kentucky has too much of everything, such as players. Quick, name three Wildcats right now. Bet you can't. A team with great depth and talent and no superstars is, well, unbeatable. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, years ago you said it would be a good idea to end these spots with, why would you call anyone else? I thought at some point we should answer that question, but we never have.
Sammy, we answer that question every time we go on the radio. Why don't we spell it out in our fall repartee instead of bludgeoning people with football analogies?
I'm for that. At Franklin Street Realty, we put a great team on the field every day working for you. Hut,
okay, hut. Enough. Let's talk about the real stuff like buyer agency. It's the fiduciary relationship that is possibly more important to us than it is to you. Our job is to help you identify the difference between a house for sale and a real opportunity, and to manage the details once the choice has been made.
Folks, everyone at Franklin Street gets this and is totally committed to it. And that's one of the answers to the question. Franklin Street Realty, why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
The Kennedy Dental Group encourages using all of your dental benefits before losing them, and 2015 benefits begin in January. And Kennedy Dental saves you all the hassle by filing all claims for you from their office at 1721 East Franklin Street. Consistently rated among the best practices in the Triangle, the Kennedy Dental Group continues to be on the cutting edge of family dentistry while emphasizing the utmost in customer care. Call for an appointment at 919-967-9291 or go to kennedydentalgroup.com.
Hey, Vapor Girl, we've all heard about vaping. What is it?
Vaping is the solution that many people have been looking for. It lets people have controlled amounts of nicotine without smoking cigarettes.
So no smoke?
No lighters, no matches, no cigarette butts, no cigarette stink.
Wow, that does sound a lot better than smoking. Where can people learn more?
The best way to learn more is to stop by one of our beautiful stores. We're located in Chapel Hill, Durham, and Pittsboro.
Just go to thevaporgirl.com and click on retail stores for Google Maps and phone numbers. Thevaporgirl.com.
Visit Our Local Deals Hot Holiday Deals page and save at least half off now through December 31st. One of the many merchants you'll find is the Orange County Speedway. Get half off two general admission tickets to the races at the Orange County Speedway in Rougemont. This is a perfect stocking stuffer for racing fans of all ages. Buy this hot deal, load up your family and friends, and race over to the track. Find the Hot Holiday Deals page at ourlocaldeal.com. Shop online, shop local, and save big for the holidays.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather. It is 32 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Sunshine today. Look for a high today of about 60. A little bit breezy late in the day. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers and the high in the upper 50s. No mention of any rain in the forecast for today, however. And really, the beginning of a nice day.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Yesterday was a mighty busy day at Carolina. Family, friends, and alumni filled the stands at the Smith Center on Sunday afternoon to see 2,182 students get their degrees at winter commencement exercises. 997 were undergraduates. Master's degrees went out to 790 candidates. 41 students got professional degrees. Doctoral degrees went to 354 recipients. UNC President Tom Ross was there to congratulate the students and thank their families. Keynote speaker was James H. Johnson, Jr., William R. Keenan, Distinguished Professor of Strategy and Entrepreneurship at Keenan Flagler Business School. And Chancellor Carol Folt also was there with some inspirational words. She closed the ceremony yesterday with an experience she first shared last spring at a conference called Taking Flight. Folt is a biologist with degrees from the University of California at Davis, and she recalled one unforgettable research trip to New Zealand.
I was there, concealed behind a hideaway, to witness one of nature's greatest marvels, the flight of a newly fledged giant albatross.
The chancellor said the wingspan of the albatross she saw that day reached about 12 feet. It leaped awkwardly off a cliff to soar over the ocean. She told UNC graduates she hopes they all realize how large their wings have become during their time at UNC. The spring commencement for 2015 is scheduled for Sunday, May 10th. Art and business leaders are converging in Carboro and planning the best pathway to move forward. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on the process.
A public hearing has been called on a proposed new Arts and Innovation Center in Carboro. Mayor Lydia Lavelle says this is your chance to voice your opinion on the project.
We want to hold this meeting to get input from Carboro folks, from Carboro residents, business owners, property owners. We've had a request submitted to us by the Arts Center, Kids Zoo, and the Carolina Performing Arts that we construct, own, or lease to this partnership a building, an Arts Center building.
The meeting will be held at the board meeting on Tuesday, January 20th. Mayor Lavelle adds that she believes this will be the first of several meetings on the topic. Mayor Lavelle is also working to push forward economic developments involving the arts in Carboro.
We purchased a condo that was formerly owned by Fleet Feet, which is located above Acme, and that enabled the Fleet Feet building to move forward, Callister to move forward, some of the projects in that development to move forward.
But now the question is raised of what to do with the condo. One proposition is to use the building as a common workspace for small businesses in the area. Perch, which operates a co-working space in Carrboro already, has lobbied to lease the space from the town and add a larger co-working space for Carrboro entrepreneurs to collaborate.
Our sense of it is that it would be an incubator of sorts for all kinds of small businesses. It's a pretty large area.
While the theory of the small business incubator is fairly agreeable, the process to get there is still to be determined.
Do we want to, you know, subsidize, if you will, to a degree, this project for a period of a minimum of 2 years? You know, what's the value we're going to see out of this? You know, will we end up with Carrboro businesses that form and grow and that stay in Carrboro?
While there are many decisions to be made, it does appear the arts and economic development projects are converging and moving forward in Carrboro. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
News around town this morning. If you have an old cell phone that you need to get rid of, you can give it to a good cause by bringing it to the North Carolina Women's Hospital on Manning Drive. UNC Hospital's Beacon Child and Family Program is teaming up with the Compass Center to collect phones for victims of domestic violence. You can drop them off at the Women's Health Information Center on the ground floor. Donations are tax deductible. If you'd like more information, call the Beacon Program at 919-966-9314. Chapel Hill's world-famous Bouncing Bulldogs jump rope team has picked up hundreds of awards from around the globe. And earlier this month in New York, they racked up a few dozen more. The Bouncing Bulldogs won 14 gold medals, 24 silver medals, and 10 bronze medals, 48 awards in all, at the 23rd annual Double Dutch Holiday Classic at Harlem's famous Apollo Theater. Boy, it must have been fun to perform on the stage of the Apollo Theater. They competed against teams from all across the country, as well as from France and Japan. In the 8th grade and over division, the Bulldogs won gold, silver, and bronze in the singles speed event and the pairs speed event, marking the first time any team has ever swept all the awards in both events in the tournament's history. Learn more about the Bouncing Bulldogs at bouncingbulldogs.org. Congratulations to Coach Ray Frederick and all the Bouncing Bulldogs. Every time I think about the Apollo Theater, I think of concerts.
Oh, yeah.
Especially like James Brown.
Oh,
live at the
yeah.
Apollo.
That would be really cool.
What a great album that was. Fantastic. One of the best ever. And, of course, everybody after that concert knew James Brown.
Absolutely.
And all over the years, so many wonderful performers have been there and have just played there, sang mm-hmm. there, whatever, and it's just awesome.
You've had some great acts go through there. Yeah. But speaking of great acts, the Bouncing Bulldogs, weren't they here in the studio recently?
Oh, yeah, recently, yeah. And actually, they've been around for a long time. Coach Ray Frederick started that group. It mm-hmm. was small in the beginning, and it's huge now. Got over 100 participants in the program, starting at a very young age. Mm-hmm. And going all the way through college, really.
Good
and,
for them.
It's amazing. My daughter was actually a member of the Bouncing Bulldogs for 6 years.
Really?
And they do all this travel all across, all over the country and all over the world, really.
Very cool.
They've been to just about every country you could name, performing and competing and teaching. You know, they conduct workshops all over the country, in other countries. And while Cam was a member, they went to the British West Indies and did jump rope clinics, went to Australia, performed there. She was gone to Australia for like 3 weeks. Awesome.
And
they go all over the world. I mean, they literally do. It's amazing, an amazing program. So hats off to Coach Ray Frederick and Pat and everybody else who makes that happen.
Absolutely. Great yeah. deal. Wow, that's awesome.
I'm surprised they haven't recruited you because you're so agile and...
Bouncy?
Bouncy. you and Freddie Kiger.
Yeah.
I always call Freddie Tigger. But I don't know if I go so that far with you, but
no.
You're kind of energetic. Of
well, a little bit more like Eeyore.
No. I got that down.
Okay.
Thanks for noticing me. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares.
Aww.
Where's my tail?
Where's my tail?
Oh, boy. Well, Hey, 843 at WCHL. Coming up, Nikki's going to take one final look at your morning traffic on WCHL. We also have the Honorable Ellie Kinnaird with today's commentary. She talks about Bill of Rights Day.
Performance BMW in Chapel Hill is kicking off the holiday season with the BMW Happier Holiday Event, making this holiday season truly the happiest in history. I'm Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW in Chapel Hill.
Hurry into Performance BMW for the Happier Holiday Event and lease a certified pre-owned Elite 2014 BMW 328i for $348 per month. That's a certified pre-owned Elite 2014 BMW 328i for $348 per month.
Wow! Yes, the performance promise is always included for a little extra wow. That means you'll always receive the best service from an enthusiastic and professional staff for an outstanding value. Happy holidays from Performance BMW in Chapel Hill. Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmw@chapelhill.com.
Stock number LB4424, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. Based on MSRP of $42,375 and selling price of $36,000. With $43,999 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and $649 admin fee. Dealer retains holiday credit. Financing with a proof credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Take delivery before 31 December 2014. Visit BMWUSAUltimateService.com for details.
Certified pre-owned BMWs are covered up to an additional 2 years or 50,000 miles when the new car warranty expires.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2014 Center of Excellence. Wow.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
Locally owned and serving the community, F&F Automotive has been the area's best-kept secret for over 50 years.
Conveniently located at 107 West Weaver Street in Carrboro, F&F Automotive has a newly renovated shop with state-of-the-art equipment, is an official North Carolina inspection station, and our friendly staff of ASE-certified technicians offers a full service of routine maintenance and advanced repair needs for all makes and models.
Fast, friendly, affordable, convenient, and local.
Teacher and student discounts available. Stop by and see us or visit FNFauto.com today to learn more.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
8:45, good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. Happy Bill of Rights Day. In 1791, the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, were added to our Constitution. North Carolina had a significant part in making sure it was included, saying they would not ratify without a Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights makes our nation the great country that it is. It is a constant fight to maintain those freedoms. For instance, many people, including some members of Congress, are not happy allowing people to express themselves in ways that are offensive. During the Civil Rights and Vietnam War demonstrations, people burned the American flag. But the Supreme Court defended it as a guarantee of free speech. But the Supreme Court itself attacks the Bill of Rights, particularly the Fourth Amendment, that guarantees citizens the right to be free of unreasonable searches and seizures. Police violate this regularly, and the court is nibbling away at it. Sides are drawn. Gun rights people love the right to bear arms, even though it says in the Constitution it is for the militia, our 21st century National Guard. Campaign finance reformers hate the decision allowing free-for-all election spending. Prayer in schools, misunderstood and demanded by those who think God is mentioned in the Declaration of Independence and Constitution. It isn't. And they think the founders were Christian, whereas many were deists. The point is, the government has to be checked, and the Bill of Rights protects us from a tyrannical government. The ACLU and other organizations are our watchdogs devoted to protecting the Bill of Rights. I speculate that 200 years from now, the same battles over what protections are guaranteed by the Bill of Rights will be raging. Let's hope the Bill of Rights wins. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Okay, now one of the highlights of the day, one more time. The inimitable Nikki Morris is here to take a look. You think I'm kidding you, don't you?
Well, I don't know.
I am.
Wait a minute.
That didn't go exactly the way you thought. Did it? Well, it's time now for traffic, and the newly engaged Nikki Morse is here to tell you what's happening. It's brought to you by Four Corners.
Thanks, Ron. Northbound Smith Level Road, still pretty heavily traveled as you approach Culbreth Road to 54. Northbound Durham Freeway, still a little crowded in spots between Ellis Road and Austin Avenue. And 40 eastbound, some minor slowdowns remaining between 751 and Highway 55. And expect slowdowns again around the airport exits. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call, 967-8363, or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
My heartiest congratulations one more time on becoming engaged over the weekend.
Thank you very much.
And maybe one day when we have time, we can explain to everybody what you're engaged in. So
engaged in.
But seriously, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It's really great. Four Corners Restaurant, home of the $6 lunch specials, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. You can join the lunch club at Four Corners, and your sixth lunch is absolutely free. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers. And it's going to be nice. It's 32 degrees right now. Going to start to warm up here soon because we're going all the way up to 60 today. It's going to be really, really relatively warm. Sunny skies. And tonight, mostly with a low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, unfortunately, we'll have some clouds moving in here. 50-50 chance of showers in the high tomorrow in the upper 50s. Big chance of rain coming up tomorrow night as well with the lows in the upper 30s. And then Wednesday, looking ahead, mostly sunny. Not as warm as today, though. High in the upper 50s. It'll be close. But not bad weather. So we got a good day today, a good day on Wednesday, and a rainy day in between on Tuesday. And Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace is where you can fuel up every morning with Cruiser's Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. At Cruiser's, good to go.
UNC Family Medicine brings you tips on how to celebrate the holiday season without sacrificing a healthy lifestyle. One tip from UNC nutritionist Susanna Southern is move. Break the mold of sitting and eating during the holidays by getting up to participate in a fun run. Plan a family walk if the weather is nice. You can even host a family dance party while everyone washes dishes or puts away leftovers. Whatever you choose to do, getting active will make a positive impact on the health of your holidays. Find out more about what you can do to encourage healthy habits for the holidays by visiting uncfamilymedicine.org.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
We're celebrating the season of giving with the Subaru Share the Love event. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. Because Subaru understands how much Subaru owners care about the community, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of five charities during the annual Subaru Share the Love event. Because Performance Subaru understands Subaru owners, we are offering 10% discount on service when you bring in five non-perishable food items to your appointment. Two great ways to give back this holiday season, both at Performance Subaru and Chapel Hill. Want a little extra to be thankful for this holiday season? Try adding to your Subaru family with a little wow factor, like a 2014 Subaru Impreza Wagon 2.5i Premium for an amazing $199 per month. Wow! Subaru even has financing as low as 0.9% for up to 60 months on select 2014 models. Wow!
Stock number D4894ELD02. 42-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $39.99 due at signing includes tax, tag, and $649 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $22,734 and selling price of $21,400. $0 security deposit. Financing with approved credit. Take delivery before 12/31/2014.
The Subaru Share the Love event. PerformanceSubaru.com.
Listen to these $6 lunch specials Monday through Friday at Four Corners. Monday,
blackened chicken Alfredo with garlic bread.
Tuesday,
chicken Parmesan sandwich with fries.
Wednesday,
buffalo chicken sandwich with fries.
Thursday,
shrimp tacos with black beans and rice.
Friday,
fish and chips. Fried mahi-mahi with fries.
And every weekday,
half a Rams Club sandwich with our soup or salad.
Join the Four Corners Lunch Club. Eat five lunches and your sixth lunch is free. Four Corners, celebrating 35 years on East Franklin Street next to the post office.
Ron Stutz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic.
Yes,
Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from the whole WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, Art Chansky's sports notebook, the clean joke of the day, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. and
And you can wrap up your day with Aaron in the afternoon with the WCHL afternoon and evening news. In between, spend some time with Stephanie Miller and Tom Hartman. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Do you remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond today at about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock? What is the word? I'll give you a hint. It begins with an A. Very unusual word. I don't think I've ever heard it. It begins with an A. What is the word? How do you spell it? And what does it mean? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. It's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty, and you get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers if you're our first correct caller. 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Ashton Tippins is Executive Director of Table. Now, Table is expanding.
We're very excited to be able to grow, to expand, to serve preschool and middle school kids as well. We come to realize that preschool, elementary school, and middle school kids are all in need of food on weekends and school holidays.
Table is a grassroots nonprofit based in Carborough. It's been working to provide healthy food to hungry elementary school children for the last 7 years. Ashton Tippins is today's WCHL hometown hero. You wouldn't believe how many children in our community go hungry, especially on the weekend.
30% of elementary school kids are on free and reduced lunches here in Chapel Hill and Carborough. It's 60% of preschool kids and 24% of middle school kids. From elementary to middle school, there's not much change.
How do these kids get the healthy food that they need?
We provide healthy food for weekends and school holidays when they don't have access to their free school meals. We'll deliver on Thursday afternoons. We'll deliver a bag filled with healthy non-perishables, local produce, and fresh milk every week. And then we'll give them extra food for Christmas coming up, the school holidays.
Ashton Tippins has been working with Table for quite a while.
I actually started at Table as a volunteer when I was in undergraduate school at UNC, so it's probably been about 5 years. I became the program director after my senior year in college and then became the executive director about a year and a half ago.
Table helps a lot of needy families.
When parents aren't able to find jobs or are not able to find jobs that are paying well enough for them to support their families, that's a huge part of why there is such a need, as well as families immigrating to Chapel Hill, that creates the increase in the percentages of the free and reduced lunches as well. What we can do in Chapel Hill and Carborough is just, while there are kids, to surround those kids and also always just educate the families and the parents and the kids as well.
60% of preschool students, 30% of elementary school students, and 24% of middle school students get free or reduced school meals. Ashton says there are a lot of people who make it happen for Table.
We have a lot of generous donors and volunteers that donate their time as well. So we have a lot of people involved in Table, and we couldn't do it without our wonderful community who does support us in so many different ways. There's a bunch of different organizations and churches and businesses that support us as well.
And if you'd like to help,
you can get involved by volunteering. We have on-site volunteer shifts. We also have various other volunteer opportunities. So various other things, as well as donating food and funds. You can host a food drive in your church, your neighborhood, your business, and collect the food and donate it to Table. And then we always in need of funds as well.
So. Ashton Tippins is today's WCHL hometown
hero. Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Thanks, Gerald, and congratulations to Mike Commavis, who called in with the word of the day. It is abyssal, not abysmal. We all know what that means. This is abyssal, different word altogether. A-B-Y-S-S-A-L. It means impossible to comprehend. And Mike Commavis gets $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Thank you very much. Wayne Pond will have another word for you bright and early tomorrow.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
More rewards, not more rules. That's what you can expect from our Visa Bonus Rewards Card. With the Visa Bonus Rewards Card, earn points that you can redeem for your choice of cash back, travel, and more. Plus, get $25 cash back with your first purchase. More rewards, not more rules. Apply today at any Bank of North Carolina branch or on our website. For details and full disclosure, go to bankofnc.com. Subject to credit approval. Member FDIC.
Visit our Hot Holiday Deals page and save at least half off now through December the 31st. One of many merchants you'll find will provide half-off digitizing service of 35mm slides. Let Trey Mainwaring bring new life to old memories so you can enjoy and share them forever. Trey will professionally scan your 35mm slides and save them to digital format. Find the Hot Holiday Deals page at ourlocaldeal.com today.
This is Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. This is the year you're going to do it. You're going to get your wife a piece of our fine jewelry. You've been threatening to do it for years. In recent Christmases, you've given her vacuums and blenders, can openers and coffee makers, all kinds of things that have really made your kitchen and your rugs feel loved and special. But this year, you pull a fast one. You come into Grimble Jewelers and pick out a piece of fine jewelry for your wife. And when you give it to her, she's so excited, she hardly knows what to say. Of course, your kitchen and rugs are perplexed. Where are the appliances? Hey, what about us, they cry out. When they realize they're left out this year, they might fall into a deep depression. But don't worry, we have professional grief counselors available for rugs and kitchens. Of course, when your kitchen sees how happy your wife is with her gift, your pots and pans are probably going to start banging around in excitement. Grimble Jewelers, this is the year. Get in here. GrimbleJewelers.com, open Monday through Saturday in December.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather is going to be nice today. Sunshine, high today about 60 degrees. A little bit breezy later on in the day, but really, all in all, a really nice day. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy and a 50-50 chance of rain. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. What does he want? One of a dozen or more hostages a gunman is holding in a Sydney, Australia cafe has been relaying the man's demands.
Wants to send an IS flag as soon as possible and one hostage will be released.
It's 1 a.m. Tuesday in Sydney. A man who was reporting for work when the siege began on Monday morning says the gunman forced his hostages to display an Islamic flag and some signs.
Everyone inside put their arms against the window, like hands up, and then they put an ISIS sign up on the window.
CBS News correspondent Bob Orr tells us this is the sort of attack that isn't entirely unexpected.
This is the kind of thing the U.S. authorities and British authorities have been warning about for months. This is almost the prototypical type attack that we believe lone wolves might be capable of.
The police are trying to talk the man into ending the ordeal. At least five hostages managed to escape. Here at home, the window to get coverage through federal and state health care websites, effective January 1st, will slam shut after today. Ron Pollack with the advocacy group Families USA says time is also running out to switch policies.
The plans change from year to year. There are more plans in there. Community, and as a result, they might be able to get a better deal than the deal they received last year.
Does a pilot really need a co-pilot? It's a question serious researchers are asking. Live to CBS News correspondent Vicki Barker.
NASA has commissioned a five-year study into whether automation technology has advanced to the point where the pilot can fly alone in the cockpit with a co-pilot assisting from the ground as needed. The Wall Street Journal says this is a feasibility study only, but the fact that NASA's taking it seriously suggests this could be how airlines eventually deal with the fact that the number of qualified pilots is shrinking, just as the number of air passengers is growing. Frank?
South of the border, police and demonstrators fought in the streets of Chilpancingo, Mexico, after a mostly peaceful protest over the disappearance of 43 college students. Those students, who disappeared in September, were allegedly killed by police officers acting on orders from a mayor with ties to drug gangs. With the holiday rush reaching a crescendo, the Postal Service expects to process 25 to 35 million more cards and letters than it would on a normal day. Spokeswoman Maureen Marion says the postal website also figures to have a hectic time.
Today will be
the busiest visit day to USPS.com with about 7 million clicks.
A northern white rhino, one of the last of the vanishing breed, has died at the San Diego Zoo Safari Park, the zoo says, and Galifu, one of only six white rhinos left in the world, apparently succumbed to old age. It was 44. Poaching has pushed the white rhino to the brink of extinction. S&P futures are up 12 points. This is CBS News.
This Christmas, Dick's Sporting Goods has gifts that matter to every athlete on your list. Select fleece from the North Face, $99, and Adidas Ultimate Fleece, now 30% off. Buy one, get one 50% off our entire stock of fishing lures. The number one gift in golf, Titleist Pro V1, just $39.99. And save $100 on Soul Cardio purchases, $999 and above, and get free delivery. Or let your athlete choose a gift that matters to them with a gift card. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Every holiday season starts at Dick's.
Fraudulent charges aren't always so easy to find. They can start out as just a few dollars. That's why Discover Card monitors every purchase every day to help keep your account protected from suspicious activity. Plus, you're never responsible for any unauthorized purchases on your Discover Card. And if you need to replace your card for any reason, we'll overnight you a new one at your request, free of charge. These are just some of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Learn more at discover.com. Overnight shipping applies to U.S. destinations, excluding P.O. boxes.